radio. There is the woman who will not listen to music. There is the man who dreams of kissing the lips attached to the voice. There is the singer who reinvents the world in musical notation. There is the young couple who dance slowly on the sidewalk as if the rest of the street didn't exist. There is the schoolboy whose one possession is an electric box that scrambles the neighborhood. There is the young girl who locks her bedroom door and lip syncs in the mirror. There is the young beau who believes in the song so much he hears them even when he isn't kissing someone. There is the mother who absentmindedly sways to the beat but fears the implications for her daughter. There is the man who carries one in his breast pocket and pretends it's a Luger. There are the two young punks who lug one into our car on the stalled D train who, as we tense for the assault, tune in a classical music station as if this were Saturday night on another world.